Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brianna. How may I help you?
I don't know. Miss Brianna, somebody stole my identity and ordered a bunch of stuff, and or broke into my, I don't know what they did. And they left, oh my gosh, it's such a long story. They ordered a bunch of stuff, they hacked into my computer, I don't know, but they left a bunch of stuff in the mailbox. I got charged for it. My bank account got closed. I just want to send you guys your stuff back. And my fiance reminded me yesterday that I took a video of it. Here it is. It's in a bag. Well, it wasn't in a bag when I found it. So, I don't have a vehicle. I'm on disability. I'm broke. I want to send this stuff back to you because I need the money back in my account. Please.
I would have to pull up an account first to see what is going on. Can I get your zip code?
72648. I would love to know what's going on. Ow.
72648.
We right. had really bad storms, and I'm sorry. I live in the middle of nowhere. I don't have a truck.
I understand, man.
It can be
very frustrating.
Yesterday, the dude didn't pick up the mail, and I think it's the mailman and his brother, but the mailman's like a pedophile, and he's a military ammunition sex offender. But I guess, Brianna. Yeah,
that's a lot.
I'm sorry?
That's a lot going on. I do. That's very frustrating.
And I'm trying to take care of my dog that's dying. Well, it's not my dog. It was my neighbor's dog that took care of me the first year that my baby brother committed suicide. I hate this. Sorry.
You're fine.
I cannot wait to get out of here. All right, focus on this. You said your name was Brianna.
Yes, ma'am. I did pull up an account, but I do need you to verify that shipping address.
Okay. HC73, Box 75, Newton County Road, 2860. But Southeast, my medical, the people come pick me up, take me to my doctors. They tell me that's not the address.
Okay, and you said what's the state, the city and state?
Well, it depends. Some people call it Marble Falls. Some people call it Dog Patch.
Yes, ma'am, I do see Marble Falls.
I'm serious. You are way too young. But there is an amusement park. It used to be called Dog Patch USA,
mm-hmm.
and I think there was a comic book or something.
Hmm.
I mean, not a comic book, a strip like in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
We had newspapers growing up when we were young. These things on paper. Speaking of newspapers, this stuff was wrapped in newspaper.
It was wrapped in newspaper.
It was wrapped in a newspaper. I may have burned it. I don't do paper. I took a video of it. I know
okay.
that.
Yes, ma'am. I did pull up an account, and it says here that you did place an order on the Icon Mini Pods and the Icon Smartwatch. Does that ring a bell?
I did not place the order. I don't know if someone hacked into my house. I don't know if someone hacked into my computer. I don't lock my doors because everything that can be stolen has already been stolen from me. I don't know what I did with the newspaper, but I took
We did refund you the money. We refunded you 50% of everything, and we canceled the account out. Now that I'm looking at the account, they charged you $59.95, but they refunded you $29.97. They did also charge you $14.95. They issued out a $7.47 refund. And then for the shipping and handling was $5 each. So they refunded you $2.97 each.
Can I just send this stuff back to you?
You wanted to send it back?
I didn't order it. I don't want it. I don't need it. Okay, Mishnu, where did you put that bag of stuff? Muchas gracias, La Tigra.
Well, ma'am, yes, ma'am, you can send it back if you like.
Will I get my money back into my account?
We've already refunded your money. We refunded you on the 3rd of May.
On the 6th of May, I was charged $60.
We charged you on the 3rd of May. We didn't charge you on the 6th.
Hold on. I'm looking at my bank account. Oh, I shouldn't walk away from it with it open like this. At least I have my internet, which is Wi-Fi, which, hold on a second. Right, on the 6th of 05-06, because Americans do dates different, January, February, March, April, May 6th, $59.95 came out of my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on disability. I'm broke. I don't need this information. Ouch. Sorry, I hurt my back yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't need this information. So on the 6th, let me log out of my bank account. Should I be writing this stuff down?
You can, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I don't do paper. I have nothing to write it on. Receipts or instructions for the dead rabbits. Medicine. That home health kit that I bought for my dead baby boys, children. Son, someone who committed suicide. Yeah. Welcome to my world, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Okay. So, 05-06-2021. Because that's how I got you all's number. I looked. Top.
Mm-hmm.
Consumer. I don't know what all these other mean. Other 7675202450475011. I don't know what is it. What is that? So, on 05-06, I was charged $59.95 59, okay, is that all of the information? Okay, let me log out of my account. I had to get a new card. Okay, all right. And just close the browser. I had to call the post office because they're not picking up my mail, my outgoing mail. I don't know what's going on. I would like to return this to you through the mail because
you
I don't
are,
have
you are welcome to return it, but like I said, you said you did get charged at $59.95, and we did already issue out a refund, so if you returned it, we still wouldn't be able to issue out anything because we already did, and the account has been canceled.
So, well, why was I charged the $59.95?
You was charged $50. Oh, I'm sorry. When you first placed the order, you paid.
I don't know if they hacked into my computer. I don't know if they came into my house when I was at a doctor's appointment because I take my service dog with me.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What happened was when they did first place this order, they paid $5.95 for each product, and then they sent the product out to you. Then they placed you on a 14-day trial to try the product out. If you did not call in within those 14 days, that's when they charged you for the full amount of the watch and the pods. But they didn't charge you for the pods. They tried to, but it declined. Your bank declined it. And then, but the $59.95, they did pull that for the watch. It's a fitness watch. And when you did
fitness
call
watch.
In, yes, ma'am. When you did call in a couple days ago, we did resolve. It says that you did resolve it with them, and they gave you a 50% refund of all charges.
So, and there's also a black snake living in my house because of this weird weather. In between my toilet and my lot, here's this bag of stuff. Okay, so let's just save us both some headaches and just cut down that, as we say in the military. So let's get the brass tacks. What am I supposed to do with a dash cam, a watch that I have no idea what that is, and this white thing, it's like a little white plastic with the, I don't want to touch it, I don't know where it's been. Oh, these are the things people stick in their ears. It's okay.
Earbuds.
Okay, there's red and blue lights going off, and I'm third generation military, and that looks like a bomb to me. What am I supposed
no,
to
No, ma'am, it's not a bomb, but
what am I supposed to do with this garbage?
You are welcome to return it back. I can give you the address to return it back to us.
But I'm not going to get any money back.
Just give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
Pretty much this garbage is mine, and I have to try to sell it to someone. All we have is my handyman Mark that, bless his heart, came out here and brought me food. I don't even know what day of the week it is. That my fiance in Florida pays for. So I just wanted the money back in my account. I'm broke, sister.
Have you not received your refund?
I'm on disability.
Okay,
let me
track that refund for you, because we did already refund you your money. It should have been in your account already.
I don't know how to work a computer. My fiance is the one that convinced me to And actually, the people I think are responsible, that's the dude that told me to go Wi-Fi. And I said, no, I don't like Wi-Fi. It's not safe. And he's the brother of the postman, who is the sex offender, who was in the military. He's on the sex offenders list for the ammunition. He was in the military for ammunition explosions. And when his brother lived here down the hill in this trailer, my garbage kept blowing up. And he told the water, we have to burn our trash out here.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple times that when he was staying down there at that trailer. I fucking hate Arkansas. That my garbage, where the trash I was burning, blew up.
Mm-hmm.
And he had told the water guy that he was going to get power return. I think they were trying to kill me. They're going to kill me with another freaking heart attack is what they're going to do. So, do you need me to go back? Okay. The only way I would be able to get this out to you was if you mailed me an envelope like that was, what is it, a self-addressed, with a label, like if you sent me a padded thing with a padded shipping, like Amazon Prime uses. But it doesn't matter because you're telling me I'm not going to get any money back.
No, ma'am. You already received your refund. So the refund should be on your card. If you call your card and ask for the last 10 transactions, it should say that you have received that refund.
But what I'm talking about is this $60 that was taken out on the 6th.
That was already refunded.
But it wasn't refunded. That's
it wasn't?
No. It
okay,
wasn't.
So it might have not gotten to you yet. It does take up to 7 days to receive a refund because you should have gotten it because they issued the refund out on the 3rd. So you should have received it within that next week. Today is the 21st. So we did issue it out. If you haven't received it, I do advise you to call your bank and see where that transaction is, but we did issue out that refund for all your charges.
What on the 6th, I was charged $59.95.
Yes, ma'am.
That's $60 out of my bank account.
And we refunded you your money.
So I'm just stuck with this stuff.
I can give you the address to send it back. But
you're not gonna give me my monies back.
We already have, ma'am.
Well, no, you haven't, because on the 6th, they took out $59.95.
That was the full amount for the watch. That watch was $59.95, but when you called in a couple of days ago, when you called in on the 3rd, because they charged that, they issued out a refund to you. They issued out a refund, and they issued out the refunds for the shipping as well.
I called the night of the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got, and then I was told I was going to get some monies back because I have no idea how this, well, I have a bit of idea how this happened. I called on the 3rd, and they said because it happened at night, because my bank called me.
Mm-hmm.
And they shut down my card. But then on the 6th, I was charged another $59.95.
If you were charged again, then that most likely returned back to the account because we only charged you one time. No, we tried to charge you two times, but the second $59.95, it declined. So we didn't pull that one. If you do see where it was pulled, it's most likely pending and it's going to return back to the account. Now, we only did pull one $59.95, and when we pulled that, you called that night and you talked to us about it, and we issued out a refund to you. So that we do have two charges of $59.95, but one declined and the other one went through. And the one that went through, we issued out a refund already.
Okay. So what you're saying is, if I could manage to get this back to you, I wouldn't get any money.
No, ma'am. What I'm saying is, if you send it to us, you can send it to us because that you are welcome. That's your right to send it to us. But since we've already issued out a refund to you, we can't issue out anything else.
So that 50, we can't undo the $59.95 that came out on the 6th.
No, ma'am, because we already did. We already sent it to you. You're probably seeing the $59.95 that declined, and then it's probably pending. So when it was pending, that means it hasn't been fully pulled through, but it declined, so we wasn't able to get that.
On the 6th, $59.95 was taken out of my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bounce check this month. This sucks. And you're saying if I sent you all of this stuff, you couldn't pay me back the monies that were taken out of my account?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so I don't know what to do with a watch. What do you call those other things?
A fitness watch and earbuds
that I've seen on the. I see everybody on YouTube wearing them. And a dash cam. I don't even own a vehicle. I'm stuck with this stuff. This thing that looks like a bomb. I'm serious, girl. I was in the military. It's got blinking red lights on it. And your watch, I don't know. There's no buttons on it. I don't know how this thing works. All right. Well, I'm going to just shut up. I'm out $60. I got F-U-C-K-E-D, and my checks are going to bounce. There's no way I can get this money back, is what you're saying. I'm out $60 for this.
No, ma'am, you just didn't receive $20 out of that amount. All the rest of the money was already sent. We issued out a refund of $29.97 already, and then $7.47 and $5 as well. So all that together is about $40 that should have hit your account already.
Okay. I saw some, that's what kind of concerned me, was I saw, okay, sign into your bank account. This has just messed up my world. You have no idea. Okay, let's see. So we have credit and debit. Yeah, because there is not enough to, my phone bill should have come out on the 20th. Ritter. There's not enough to. And then, all right, let's go back. And then, go back a page. That's your insurance. Right, on 5/6, Top Consumer Market took out $59.95. On 5/6, Top Consumer Market put in $29.97. $297, $297, and $747. Better purchase return sharp lifestyle. So 36. And I'm stuck with, I haven't worn a watch since I left South Florida. I think. I don't know. I don't do jewelry now. The only thing I ever wear is my dog tags. All right. So we're done, is what you're saying. I'm stuck with a watch, and the best that I can do, I can't even get them. The guy doesn't. His brother tried to kill me. The one guy, the one brother is the postman. He won't even pick up my mail. I know they're the ones that did it.
All right, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No. I'm stuck with this stuff. I don't know what to do with it. Maybe I'll use it to pay my handyman.
Well, ma'am, I do hope that you do get all of this resolved. I really do apologize that I wasn't able to help you as much as you wanted.
I just wanted that $59.95 on the 6th to come back out, and I wanted that to be refunded. And you're saying, and then I found that stuff in the mailbox a couple of days ago. And I took a video because the road grader, like, you have no idea what Arkansas is like. I thought it was a joke on this talk show, Johnny Carson. You don't know who he is either. Well, he's from Cali. I'm from Cali. I actually grew up in Cali. I thought Arkansas was just a joke, and then I moved here. That $59.95 that came out on the 6th, there's no way to put that back into my bank account.
No, ma'am, because we've already issued out a part of the refund.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am.
Bless you. Thank you so much.
No problem.